Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
Letha Dollarhide is an active senior citizen in Letcher County who sees firsthand the struggles people in her community are facing.
I talk to a lot of people. I have a big mouth, so I'm always out talking to somebody. And a lot of people I talk to that have worked their entire lives are telling me, I'm one paycheck away from losing everything I've got. I try to pay my bills, but when the light bills jump from 120 to 300, if I have to pay that, I cut back somewhere. If they do that for 2 or 3 months, take a jump each month, it would take very little, to cause us to get behind. You can very easily lose everything you've worked 25 or 30 years for. And people are actually scared, because even with Social Security, we got an $11 raise or something like that. And cable went up by 10. So, I mean, you know, we get a little raise and then it's taken away. So when this goes on for 2, 3, 4 years, their houses are falling down basically around them. And there's such a waiting list for the help for that they're actually scared of being homeless.
Jason Bailey is the director of the Kentucky Center for Budget Policy, a statewide group that looks at policies that affect the economic well-being of Kentuckians. He was a member of Governor Steve Beshear's Blue Ribbon Commission on Tax Reform, which made a number of recommendations to update the tax system and raise significant new funds.
We're facing what will be the 14th round of budget cuts that started back in 2008. So the state over a period of time has cut about $1.6 billion out of the budget. That's resulted in deep cuts to pretty much every area of state government. Education has been cut. Higher education has been cut a lot, which has led to rising tuition. Health and Human Services programs have been cut. Many programs have been cut in the range of 15% to 40% over this period of time. And some of that certainly has to do with the recession, the impact of the bad economy on state revenues. But the reality is that even before the recession, Kentucky was having a very difficult time funding basic services, including education, because we have a tax system that just doesn't generate enough revenue to keep up with costs of services, keep up with growth in the economy. And it has too many holes. It's too outdated. And that's what leads to our challenge in sort of paying for the things we all benefit from.
That was Jason Bailey from the Kentucky Center for Budget Policy. Like many families throughout Kentucky, Letha Dollarhide has personally felt the impact of cuts to state and federal programs.
In my case, I draw Social Security. I'm 67 years old, but it started in October. They sent me a letter saying they were going to cut my food stamps. Well, when you draw $730 a month, and that's to pay rent, light bill, and the place I lived, I had coal and wood heat, and that's very expensive right now. And in November, I got a letter saying I would no longer get food stamps. So I had to make a choice between heating the house or eating. It was basically what it boiled down to. So I had to make some very drastic changes. I had to move in with someone else and just basically rent a room from them. I had no other choice because I just couldn't stretch it any farther.
So you look across the board with a lot of social services, and there are waiting lists for things like Meals on Wheels. You know, the child care subsidies got a well-publicized cut last year. We got the lowest, at this point, we have the lowest eligibility in the country for getting help with child care assistance. Public health departments have been cut about 20%, so it's harder to get, you know, the free public health services that people gotten before through those venues. You know, the school nurses have been cut out of the schools in a lot of places because of the lack of funds. In addition to, as you mentioned, the federal cuts and things like food stamps, you know, it's just those combination of those things are just making it hard in what's a very difficult time.
That was Letha Dollarhide and Jason Bailey. It's not just families who've been affected. Local governments have also been hit hard. Tom Sexton was newly elected to the Whitesburg City Council, which passed an occupational tax due to dwindling revenue.
I guess the most glaring example of problems we face in terms of our city budget and this kind of stuff has been the dip in coal severance money, which I know is a whole different issue, but that affects us most directly because it's like, you know, something like 10% of our annual right. operating budget. All of a sudden, we don't have anything. Zero is coming from that.
It's also hit the state because the state's, you know, been taking half that money for the general fund. And, yeah, given how far coal severance has dropped in the last year or two, that's one of the big reasons that the budget is so difficult this year is that loss of that money. And I believe the governor is proposing a little bit more back to the counties than they had previously gotten, but it's a little bit more from a shrinking pie, so that means there's more money at the bottom. And it doesn't mean the legislature will go along with that, of course.
Jason Bailey and the Blue Ribbon Commission have noted that the tax system is not adequate for a prosperous Kentucky in the 21st century. In addition to bringing in the funds that are needed, Bailey says the tax system should be fair and based on the ability to pay.
I mean, we do have a tax system where if you're low or middle income, you're paying more of your earnings, your income in taxes than those who are better off. So that's been the case for a while now, and you know, part of that has to do with the sales tax is a tax that takes a bigger bite out of the income of people in the lower end than the upper end, and we have an income tax which tends to be to work the other way, take a little bit more from those on the upper end, but it hasn't been updated very much at all since it was created back in the 1930s. There's a lot we can do to improve our tax system, kind of the distribution of it, the fairness of it, in a way that helps to generate revenue. And you know, we definitely need more revenue, and I think everybody in Frankfort will admit that privately, if they won't publicly, that they're are lots of areas where they're just we've been underfunding, and even though we know the benefits of investing in things like early childhood education, if you look at the polls, if you ask people if they, you know, if they what they think about government or they like or government, they have very negative views of it. But if you ask them about individual services, and we were talking earlier about police or fire, you ask them about Social Security, if you ask them about Medicare, if you ask them about K-12 education, you know, they support all of them. There's just a disconnect between taxes and what they go for in kind of in our culture, I think, that, you know, makes it very difficult when you're trying to figure out ways to finance those services in a sustainable manner.
Governor Beshear has unveiled a tax reform plan that would raise about $210 million, but also provides about $234 million in tax credits for businesses. Representative Jim Wayne has introduced House Bill 220, which would raise about $800 million in new revenue and cut taxes for lower-income folks. In this election year, no one can say with certainty what will happen.
You know, I think there was a record amount of money spent last year, I saw, on lobbying. I want to say it was $16 million spent on lobbying. So they're big corporations and those sort of interests are well represented in the halls of Frankfort. But, you know, one of the things about that's true is that because so many people are sort of disconnected from what's going on in government, if a legislator gets just a few calls from their constituents on any one issue, it gets their attention.
This is Mimi Pickering reporting for WMMT.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.